Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, today I intend to give a lesson on the English poets.
Strike, we've done that.
Bottoming.
Yeah?
Not that it's any of your business, but I'd just like you to know that we haven't done that, as you call it.
But don't you remember?
I remember a lot of nonsense some time ago when Greenbottle tried to tell us that John Milton wrote the Lambeth Walk or something. But I don't remember that we did anything. It was just a lot of twaddle.
Ah.
Yes, Al. However, today there'll be no twaddle.
No, sir.
That's all you know. Look, there's no need for you to say anything, Stamford. We can get along quite nicely without your help.
Yes.
Right, now we're going to discuss the poets who lived in the latter part of the 18th century and the beginning of the 19th.
Well, I know a fair bit about Milton, sir.
Yes, well, how do you? Well, while I doubt that very much, Milton will not be discussed for the very good reason that he lived and died in the 17th century.
Is he dead, sir?
Dead? Yes, of course he's dead.
Well, nobody told me.
It was in the paper.
Oh, I never saw it.
Didn't you? Now, listen, what are you talking about?
This Milton bloke.
Bottomley, he was not a bloke. And he lived 300 years ago, so it's not surprising that he's dead.
Why, sir?
Well, there's taxation. What? Did you say why?
Yes, sir.
Well, why do you think he's dead?
I didn't know he was ill, sir.
Didn't you? Well, listen, there.
Oh!
Serves you right. I strongly suspect that this is just a plot by you boys to prevent us from getting through our work. But it's not going to do you any good because the time that you waste now, you'll have to make up after school. Now, here's another piece. Greenbottle.
Yes.
Just when we're about to start, you've got to arrive.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, go ahead. You're not disturbing me.
Oh, well, thanks. Aren't we? Well, look, I'll be disturbing you if you don't sit down and keep quiet.
Yes.
And prepare yourself for a lesson on the English poets.
Yeah, I?
Do you know anything about them?
What, English poets?
Yes.
Yes, of course I do.
Yes, I felt sure you would.
My uncle writes poetry.
Yes, well, that's very nice. Greenbottle.
Yes?
We do not want to talk about the poetry that your uncle writes.
Yes, but he's English.
English? Is he?
Yes. What do you think he was? Alsatian?
Well, I didn't know. Listen, don't you talk to me like that. There's no need to be rude. I know very well he wasn't Alsatian.
Oh, good, that flieth in the air. What's thou this? Canst fly from here to there. The likest fellow I've ever met.
Greenbuck, what on earth do you think you're doing?
That's some of me uncle's poetry.
How is it?
Yes, that's the Ode to the Eagle.
The Ode to the Eagle?
Yes, he's a man of great clamp.
Yeah, well, beg your pardon, he's a man of great what?
Clamp.
Clamp?
Yes, you know, clamp together. Interlock.
Interlock? What are you dribbling? Intellect.
Yes, well, that's what I said.
You said nothing of the sort. You said clamp, not intellect.
Yes, well, I always say clamp for short.
Well, look, don't say it for long, because it's not right.
Yes.
I've never heard...
Oh, bird that flies in the air. Thou can't fly from here.
Yes, all right. Look, I don't think it matters about the Ode to the Eagle.
Yes, but that's a masterpiece.
Oh, is it? Well, it doesn't sound very much like it. Oh, bird that flieth in the air, thou canst fly from here to there.
Yes, it goes on. The like of thou I've never met, and would I like thy wings? You bet.
You bet, yes. Quiet. Stop that unholy row. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
I'd be much better pleased if you didn't recite your uncle's poetry, even if he is English.
Yes.
We don't want to know about what he wrote. Our time will be fully occupied by studying the old masters.
Yes, well, that's one of the troubles that us poets have to put up with.
Yes, I know. It's a pity, but... did you say us poets?
Yes.
Us poets?
Yes, I write poetry too.
Yes, 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 I've heard it, but I don't want to hear any more of it.
Yes, you're the same as everybody else.
Am I? What do you mean?
Yes, well, nobody will listen to us poets until we've been dead for about 100 years.
Won't they?
No, we all have the same trouble.
Listen, you'll have some more trouble if you don't stop talking like a jackass. You'd make about as good a poet as I would a lion tamer. And am I scared of lions?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes. Now, look, nobody asked you to say anything, Bottomley.
Oh, bird that flies in the air.
Greenbottle, keep quiet. We've heard all that.
No, you haven't. This is the second verse.
Oh, so there's a second verse.
Yes.
And it starts the same as the first verse.
Yes, well, that's all right.
Is it?
That's just poetic license.
Well, look, I don't care if it's dog license. I don't want to hear about it.
Please, so what does poetic license mean?
Poetic license?
Yes, well if you'll give me your attention for a few minutes, I'll explain the whole thing.
Greenbottle!
Yes?
Will you stop making long speeches?
But I was just going to explain poetic license.
Oh, will you? Well, don't. Nobody wants to hear about that.
Yes, Stamford, sir.
Does he?
Yes, sir.
Yes, but
yes,
I know...
Yes, but I'll be as brief as possible.
Will
now,
you?
In the first place,
Greenbottle!
Stamford,
there!
Ow!
Didn't you hear me tell you to stop talking, Greenbottle? If Stanford wants to know about that, he can come and see you after school.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know too, sir.
Well, you can see him after school as well.
Yeah.
We can't waste time on that now. Look, I've lost track of everything.
Greenbottle was just going to tell us the second verse.
Oh, yes. Well, come on, Greenbottle. What's the second verse?
Yes, right. Oh, bird that flyeth in the air. How dost thou flit from
it? Now, wait a minute. Look, stop that. I told you not to say that.
Yes, but then you changed your mind.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
Just then.
Did I?
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes. Second verse.
Ah.
Oh, bird that flyeth in the air. How dost thou get from here to
what
there?
What's
the use? Is it thy wings that thou hast got? The wings thou hast, and I hast not?
Yes, well, that's that. Now, listen. Boys, stop that noise. There's no need for that at all.
But that was good, sir.
Good?
Yes.
Well, if you ask me, it was terrible.
Yes, well, I won't ask you.
No, don't you. No, all right, Greenbottle, don't. It wouldn't make any difference if you did. It's still terrible. Is it the wings that thou hast got, the wings thou hast and I hast not, or something, whatever it was?
Yes, that's the second verse.
Yeah, well, all I can say is that I'm glad it's over.
Yes, third verse. Oh,
look.
That flies in
Greenbottle.
There. Where are thou?
Will you stop
it? Where are thou? Ow!
Serves you right.
Ow.
If you think we come to school just to sit down and listen to you recite your uncle's poetry, you're quite wrong. Where art thou going? Oh, where are we? I'll tell you where you're going if you're not very careful.
Yes.
And the cheek of you wasting my time like that.
I wasn't wasting time.
What? Weren't wasting time? Of course you were.
Well, it's not my fault if you can't appreciate the classics.
No, but I know that. But at the same time, you've got... Listen. Do you want the stick again, Greenbottle?
No.
Well, stop being rude or you'll get it.
Yes.
Yes, and if you're as keen about poetry as you say you are... This lesson ought to be particularly interesting to you, so pay attention.
Yes.
Right. Now, perhaps we can make a start.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, where are my notes? All right. Where are we? Oh, yes. Now, there were many famous poets born in the 18th century.
Yes.
All right. Look, I'll do this without your help, Greenbottle.
Yes.
Most of them were born towards the end, towards the end of the 18th century and died during the 19th. It's rather a peculiar thing that there were so many poets alive around this particular period.
Same thing with ducks.
Exactly. With ducks, we have the same thing. What did you say? Same thing with ducks?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, they have an open season for ducks.
Do they?
Yeah. This must have been an open season for poets.
Yes, of course. What? Bobby, look. Will you stop interrupting me and putting me off the track?
Well, it was only a suggestion.
Well, keep your suggestions to yourself. Ducks and poets have got nothing to do with each other.
My uncle wrote a poem about ducks.
About ducks?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, duck that quacketh in the morning. Is that thy nest with eggs adorning? Thy quack is just thy message fold. But thy eggs are beaut and can be sold.
Yes.
How many times
do I have to tell you boys about making that terrible noise? And Greenbottle.
Yes?
If you dare recite another line of a poem written by your uncle, I'll throw you out of the window.
Yes, sir.
There are no buts about it. I'll throw you out of the window, and I mean it. I've given you about 3 warnings, and I won't give you any more. If it's all the same to you, I still want to talk about the poets of the 18th century.
Yes.
Yes, and so do the other boys.
I don't.
Oh, don't you? Don't you? Why not?
Well, my father wouldn't like it.
No, but... Wouldn't like it? What are you talking about?
Well, he reckons it's wrong to talk about people.
Does he?
Yeah, that's how they get a bad name.
But what? Well, look, that's a different thing altogether. We're not going to talk scandal about them. Yes, oh.
What scandal, sir?
Well, that's when... One day you might learn when it's the proper time to ask a question and when it's not.
Yes.
Well, are you boys prepared to settle down and do this or aren't you?
No.
What?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Well, let's do it. Can anybody tell me the name of any poet who was born in the 18th century? Well, Stanford, can you?
No, sir.
No. Well, what about you, Bottomley? Can you tell me?
Well, I'll lend you my poetry book.
Poetry book? What for?
Well, you can find out from that.
Could I?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Think nothing of it.
No, look, just a minute. I don't want your poetry book. I know who they are.
Oh, I thought you wanted to find out.
So I do. Well, at least, look, I want to find out if you know.
Oh.
Well, do you?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
No, I've got no idea.
No. Well, look, why didn't you say so in the first place instead of wasting our time like this? Greenbottle.
Yes?
No, I won't ask you. You'll probably say your uncle.
Yes. Oh, I will not.
No?
He wasn't living in the 18th century.
He wasn't living in the 18th century.
No, he was living in a tent up till 3 weeks ago.
In a tent?
Yes, because he liked the open air.
Oh, did he?
Yes, that's when he wrote North Wind Lullaby.
North Wind? wind lullaby?
Yes. Wind of the north, wind of the north.
Green.
Lull me to sleep.
Didn't I warn you? Didn't I? I'll lull you to sleep if you're not very careful.
I'll fix it.
He'll fix it. So, just as you can consider. Bother me. Come back here. What are you doing? Come back here. Nobody asked you to rush around the classroom opening windows like a madman.
Break the glass.
Break the glass?
Yeah. Aren't you going to throw him out the window?
No, of course I'm not.
Oh, fair go.
Fair go?
You said you would.
Did I?
Yeah, go on, sir.
Shall I?
Yeah, all on his legs. Come here.
No. Decided to take charge of this class or something? When I want your assistance, I'll ask for it. But until I do, just attend to your own affairs and leave me to attend to mine.
She possibly.
All right, Greenbottle, keep quiet.
Yes, well, you don't have to throw me out the window if you don't want to, do you?
No, Greenbottle, I don't.
You weren't going to throw me out the window at all.
No, not actually. I was only speaking metaphorically.
Oh, well, you're sweet, Greenbottle.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's sweet?
Well, he can recite his uncle's poetry.
Yes, of course.
Well, my first will be South Wind Lullaby.
Oh, will it? Well, it won't. Just a minute. Did you say South Wind Lullaby?
Yes.
And a little while ago, it was North Wind Lullaby.
The wind's changed.
Oh.
No, it hasn't. This is another one.
Is it?
Yes. Wind of the South, Wind of the South. Lull me to sleep. Don't be uncouth.
Look, just a minute. Greenbuck, what are you talking about, uncouth?
Don't be uncouth.
But you can't say uncouth. It's uncouth.
Hey? No, but that's just poetic license.
Oh, what again?
Yeah.
Well, what is poetic license, sir?
Oh, so you started once more, have you?
Yeah,
well,
I want to know.
Will you get out of here?
Lull me to sleep. I'll blow all my chest.
Well, look, that's the last straw. And seeing that you know so much about poetry, Greenbottle, you can stay in afterwards and do an imposition on the life of John Keats.
Yeah,
clear out of here, everybody. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Wind of the east. Now, wind of the east.
I told you to stop that wind of the east.